Sarah Sivian, columnist for Bleacher Report. Let's see, at Sarah Siv on Twitter, @B/R_ Open Ice. The title is different than the actual handle. Sarah Sivian joins us. Talk a little trade deadline. How are you?
Yeah, that's how they get you. I'm fabulous, Adam. How are you?
I'm great. Like, not to tug at your heartstrings, but you were part of this as the Hurricanes went from doormat to, obviously one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, and you missed a party on Saturday at Carter-Finley Stadium.
What's even the point of me even being there anymore? Because that was supposed to be my reward. No, I'm just kidding. I wish I was there. It looked like so much fun. I love that people showed out for the club hockey teams.
Yes.
There's no denying. The viewership was up too. Hockey is real in Raleigh.
It was tremendous. It was so much fun all day long. It was a blast. And yes, 24,000 people showed up to watch State and Carolina. After, I assume a lot of those people were also there for the alumni game. Apparently, yeah. Don Waddell broke up a 2-on-1 Jacob Slavin style, and that we'll just leave it at that. All right, let's get to the trade deadline. And this is just, we'll just call it serendipitous here, because you have your latest column on Bleacher Report is, in fact, NHL Vibe Check, grading fans' realistic trade proposals ahead of the deadline. I'm kind of stunned that a lot of these are legitimately realistic. Fans don't do that. We want Timo Meier, and we want to give you a 7th-round pick and somebody we don't want. But obviously, it takes a lot. So, first of all, what if for you, what does Carolina need? Might not be the right word, but maybe it is. What does Carolina need?
I know. It's more of, and I always say this too, the division and the conference are getting better, and the Canes can either go with or without that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it comes down to what it always has for the past few years for me. It's just the goal scoring, right? Like, and I look at the Canes stats, and they're such a cohesive team, and they're coached by Rod Brind'Amour, and they're so defensively sound. But just adding that extra oomph on a wing would just be perfect.
Yeah, I actually, here's the interesting thing for me. Let's just say Timo Meier. Where do you put Timo Meier? Well, if Timo Meier has to be in your top, on your top two lines, your top two scoring lines, so who gets bumped out of that? Who gets demoted to go play with Stastny and Nason on your fourth line? Is that Seth Jarvis? Is that where he goes? Is that where Teuvo Teravainen goes? That's awfully difficult to do to some of these guys. Timo Meier would have to be in your top six, or somebody would have to. That's the hard part for me.
Yeah, I do like that Teuvo can play anywhere, but he is heating up now, and you don't really mm-hmm. want to mess with that after his kind of difficult road back to playing. But, I mean, if the Sharks wanted to take Jarvis, then that eliminates that problem, but it's kind of you'd rather have that problem.
Yes, Seth Jarvis going nowhere. I'm very confident that Tom Dundon is not moving anybody significant off this roster.
I guess that could work, just because obviously these teams that are selling are very much rebuilding, and you're seeing what they're going for. I feel like it's going to intrigue him that people are getting these stars at 75% off with a middleman, and the fire sales right now are kind of tempting. But the more people get off, there's been such an active market even before the deadline. I haven't seen this in at least a few years. So it's like the stakes are high, and I feel like the Sharks can ask a lot for Meier right now.
Personally, I'm hoping that it gets really bad in Calgary over the next few days and we can catch them in a weak moment and get Elias Lindholm back. That's what I'm hoping for. It's not going to happen.
The old switcheroo, and then he's going to be snake-bitten again, because that's just how it goes.
Hey, we don't need that. Gosh, I miss Elias Lindholm. Sarah Sivian is joining us here. See, the way Jesperi Kotkaniemi is playing over the last month, he's been really good, has changed for me the word from need to want. I think they want more scoring I think they need another defenseman who can play, not just depth, somebody who could play, because ideally I think Calvin DeHaan is depth. But because of the way they have played of late, I think it becomes more about need than want. Wouldn't you rather have a center?
Yeah, and you know how the Canes operate, where it's like even the centers that they have, they can move them to the wing, and you're seeing that with Ryan O'Reilly in Toronto, too. I mean, he's playing center, but they have Tavares on the wing now, and it's just kind of, you play to those versatile strengths, and if you have to choose between a center and a winger, and a center can play wing, why wouldn't you go for the center?
Absolutely, and they do have some guys that can play center. Do you feel like Rod would willingly move Martin Natchez back to the middle?
Is it even ever going to happen again?
No.
I don't know. He's leading the team in points, so I was just looking at that. I'm proud of him. You got to eat your crow on that one, but I know it was never really about him not being a good player. It was just kind of the fit and the situation and the context that a lot of people have failed to kind of grasp, but I don't think... You don't mess with that right now, especially when the Canes need more goals or want more goals. That's probably better, well said.
Yeah, first of all, your initial reference, yes, I did not only want but think that they would trade Natchez in the offseason. Last year was so devastatingly bad for him that I really thought that he needed to go somewhere else. And the team needed to sell before it was obvious that he was not going to be great. And they're very lucky that I am not the general manager.
Well, you know what? I think the general manager probably wanted to trade him too, but it just wasn't happening. And I think the patience there is and only doing it for the right cost that never came up is probably the smartest thing they did.
Yeah. Tom Dundon did not want to trade Martin Natchez. Like, as soon as the season ended, I talked to him, and I assumed that they would. And he goes, nope, not interested. And do I think they would have in the right deal? Probably. But it would have had to have been for a pretty major return. And people have tried to get Natchez from them this year in major deals. And they're like, nope. That's why I don't think they're trading, especially somebody who's got value. I mean, Natchez another year at 3. Jarvis another year at, what, under 900,000? Yeah, they ain't. That's like, they would not move Jalen Chatfield right now.
So true that it's all about the value, and that's exactly, like, they got him, Natchez, on a good contract, so why would they ever move that?
Yeah, I mean, they're just not going to trade away guys, especially next year, which is one more year of the relatively flat cap. And they want to leave themselves some room for at least one more year. I don't know how much the cap's going to go up the following year. Maybe it goes up $8 million. I have no idea. But it's going to stay.
We'll keep a valley now because they're filing for bankruptcy. That's not good for the league, but hopefully they increase the cap.
No, it's not good for the league, but maybe what Major League Baseball is planning to do, which is take a lot of the stuff in-house and farm it out, maybe that will be good for the NHL too.
I wouldn't mind it.
I mean, who knows how the whole thing's going to work out? Or maybe Root Sports will just become Bally's everywhere else. Sarah Sivian from Bleacher Report is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at Sarah Siv on Twitter. I saw a rumor today that the Hurricanes and Bruins might actually do a deal for Craig Smith. He has not had a great year, but actually that's the type of a player that could be a good ad for Carolina.
I think that's silly. $3.1 million, that's way too much for him. I don't love that for the Canes, to be honest. Like, I see the vision, and I do think if they can snag a player like a tough-nosed player like that for less than $2 million, I could see that. But let's get our priorities straight.
But here's the thing. They've got $7 million, or actually it's going to be $10 million because I don't think Andre Kosh was playing either. So they've got $10 million in cap space to use. So they could do that, and if something came along and, I don't think they really are interested in Patrick Kane, but if Patrick Kane wanted to come here, Chicago would be more than willing to eat some of the contract anyway. They could still, it wouldn't preclude them from doing anything. And to me, finding somebody who can score between the hash marks for this team, that's as important as anything that they could add?
I really think, like, at times like this, we just got to keep it simple. And I think Meyer is the most simple, good fit. I think he'd fit in with the team kind of personality-wise with the guys they have right now. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, he already scored 30 goals. He wouldn't have to give up a roster player for him. So it's just kind of like, this seems like the most obvious, easy answer to me. But of course, it's not actually ever that simple with everybody else having the same mentality. I wouldn't like Patrick Kane on this team, but that's my old take.
No. I think they need somebody with some size who can score in the middle of the ice. That to me has been their biggest issue. Andrei Svechnikov hadn't scored, by the way, in 19 games. He had two against who we just played, St. Louis, the other night. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about Andrei at all. Andre's going to be 100% fine. He can score in the middle of the ice, and so can Sebastian Aho. They just need a few more guys that can do that.
100%. I think Svech is such a special, unique player because he's so, like, power forward, old school Russian, I think, but at the same time, he has that skill, and he can kind of add so much to a team dynamically that isn't just scoring, but the Canes are in a place where they could use a few more scorers. So if they could take the pressure off him, I even think he'd probably score more because he can play multiple roles.
Yeah, no question about that. Brent Burns playing his best hockey, but the power play has still been kind of iffy. It's in terms of numbers, the power play is much better. It's operating at about, I'd say, 27% in the last dozen games or so. So it's on the sheet, it looks better. On the ice, it looks a little bit better, but not dramatic. I mean, you think there's a chance that they might revisit Tony DeAngelo?
Oh my God. Can you imagine? He's not playing well at all on the Flyers, right, honestly. And of course, Torts is Torts. And I read something from Charlie O'Connor from The Athletic a few days ago that said, I don't know if you saw this, but it said that the Canes system is so defensively good that it masks Tony's faults. And I definitely agree with that because he could jump the rush without fear, especially next to someone like Slavin.
Right.
Like, that's going to mask your faults every single time. And it was, honestly, looking back, that was one of the best transactions on paper ever. One of the smartest things you could do for $1 million.
Yes.
He fit perfectly into the system, but I don't know if you strike gold twice on that. I think it is what it was, and it was great. It was fun. It was real. It wasn't real fun.
I got to know Tony pretty well. I have a great deal of respect for his ability on the ice. Yes, he's not a great defensive player. Playing with Slavin will make anybody look better. But we have baby Slavin in Jalen Chatfield now.
I'm glad to see him succeed. I was talking to somebody in the front office before the season, and they were really just gung-ho on getting him in there, and they really believed in him, so it's kind of nice to see that pan out.
Yeah, they can say they believed in him. They didn't believe in this. He played, when Slavin was out, he played Jacob's spot, and they did not miss a beat.
That's awesome. Good for him. It kind of goes to show, too, like the system, obviously, it helps people, not to discredit him. But I think, I mean, he had a stint in Vancouver there, but ended up getting sent down anyway. And now the combination of him being ready for the opportunity and being able to have a little bit of a safety net is just so valuable the way that this team is constructed.
Yeah, he has not. Rod Brindamore told me about 2 weeks ago that he hasn't had a bad game yet. So we're approaching 60 games. I can't wait to watch him. Whatever's next for Jalen Chatfield, I can't wait to watch. Sarah Sivian, I guess we're going to have to wait till the conference finals to see you.
Yep, I will make it there though. So I think the Canes have a great chance of doing so as well.
We'll see
you then.
We'll see. Sarah, you're the best. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks so much.
You got it.